Story number two. The Turkish prime minister, he has lashed out at Israel's airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. He's accused Tel Aviv of, quote, systematic genocide of Palestinians. Recep Tayyip Erdogan says, we've been witnessing a similar acts by Israel on a daily basis since its creation in 1948. He added that the Western countries have remained silent on the Israeli crimes in the holy month of Ramadan just because the voice of Palestinians goes unheard in the international community. Erdogan also renewed his criticism of the United Nations. The Turkish premier said the UN has no practical use while it pursues a hidden agenda. Alan Hart is an author, journalist, and researcher, and a former BBC correspondent who joins us from London to share his thoughts on this. Well, Alan Hart, we're looking at the Turkish prime minister. Pretty severe what he has said. Maybe affect relationships that they have with Israel. What do you think, especially the fact that he says systematic genocide of Palestinians is what Israel is doing with this airstrikes?
Well, I think that's true. Ilan Papi, one of the great Israeli Jewish revisionist historians, has described what is going on as incremental genocide. And I believe that's to be true. As I said on one of your programs the other day, Zionism's policy, there's no mystery about it. It is to make life hell for the Palestinians in the hope that they will abandon their struggle and either accept crumbs from Zionism's table, or better still, from Zionism's point of view, just give up, go away and make a new life somewhere else. That's always been Zionist policy, and it still is.
Well, let's look at one thing that has been leveled against UK's state broadcaster, the BBC, and that is the fact that, again, they've been accused of this biased media coverage. And you have the group, the Palestine Solidarity Campaign, who actually held a demonstration outside of their new offices there and said that, you know, you're again covering the news as if Israel's the victim here. Do you think the media coverage of the BBC is as such? And also the fact that they say, this campaign group says, the heart of the matter is not discussed by a state, by the journalists, because they're not allowed to do that. Do you agree with that?
Yes, but let me begin my answer with a confession. I spent my entire reporting life for ITN and the BBC's Panorama program peddling what I came to know as Zionist propaganda lies as truth. It wasn't until I began my own independent research for a book on Arafat and his struggle that I learned the truth. Now, the fact that's got to be faced is the mainstream Western media, generally speaking, peddles Zionism's version of history, which, generally speaking, is a complete tissue of propaganda lies. But what we have to ask is why. Now, the answer from some of those who are very critical of Israel is that the Jews control the media. That's a massive overstatement. Yes, the Jews do control some influential organs and institutions of the media. But I tell you, and this applies to the BBC, the much bigger problem is self-censorship. In regard to newspapers, newspapers do not exist to sell news. They exist to sell advertising space. And what they are terrified of, if they criticize Zionism too much, the advertising plugs will be pulled and they'll go down the drain. Now, you'll say quite rightly, the BBC is not commercial. If the BBC broadcasts a report of any kind that really offends the Zionism, it can receive up to 10,000 emails. They only come from two organized sources, but nevertheless, it's 10,000 emails accusing the BBC of anti-Semitism, blah, 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 blah. Now, if you're a busy BBC reporter, producer, whatever, editor, this is too much hassle. So you censor yourself for an easy life. It's self-censorship which is the real problem.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. That's Alan Hart, author, journalist, and researcher, and former BBC correspondent talking to us from London. Many thanks.